My name is Jenna, and I'm a pervert. Well, not really, or at least not purposefully. I place all the blame on my stepbrother, Harrison, for leaving his bedroom door ajar while he was changing. I mean, he knows I'm in the house and that there's a chance I might be upstairs. And I guess I should put some of it down to fate, or karma, or whatever, for sending me walking past at just the right moment to see his amazingly naked body full frontal. That chest. Those abs. Gloriously smooth tan skin, and the little happy trail leading down from his navel to areas I've tried never to think about before. I mean, we have a pool in our backyard, so it's not like I've never seen him in swimwear, but baggy board shorts still cover a lot. Maybe I shouldn't have been looking into his room as I passed. I guess I'm guilty of that. He deserves his privacy, I suppose. But if he valued it that much, he wouldn't have been toweling himself dry where anyone could walk past and see his cock in all its glory, would he? And glorious it was, too. I'm no virgin, but I've never seen a dick like that before. Even hanging like it was, it looked like it had a life of its own. Long and straight and thick as my forearm. Perfectly smooth and tan like the skin on the rest of his body. And everything so neatly trimmed, too. Fuck. I'm salivating just thinking about it, and my poor neglected Fuffy is all hot and bothered. It's been a few months since I decided that my ex, Bradley, wasn't doing anything for me that I couldn't do for myself. All that boring talk about football killed any feelings I had for him. On our last date, I got close to stuffing my ears with chunks of bread roll to block out his drone. But Harrison's not like that. We've only been living in the same house for a year since our parents finally decided that their 3 years of dating was indeed true love and tied the knot. It was strange at first to be waking up in the same household as this gorgeous slice of manhood. But I was with Bradley at the time, so I tried not to feel attracted to my new stepbrother. The trouble is, in addition to being a total hottie, Harrison is also hilarious and interesting and caring. And now that I'm single, I can admit to having a total crush on him. Does it count as a crush when you think about someone all the time and wish like hell they weren't related to you by marriage? Does it count as a crush when your heart hurts a little bit every time you see them with another girl, even when they aren't dating? I think it might be more than a crush. And now I've seen him naked, it's even worse. I just can't get that image out of my head. My brain seems to have discarded sense and rational thought and is now fully engaged on Harrison's cock. And it's kind of scary because I'm usually the type of girl who, when she knows what she wants, always goes out to get it. But this time, it's not that simple. This time, there's the fact he's my stepbrother, and my dad is married to his mom. I felt guilty enough when all I was doing was thinking about how great he was and wishing we could be more. Now I feel like a deviant because my mind has moved to fantasizing about that big thing pushing inside me and Harrison looking down at me with his warm hazel eyes and telling me that I'm his girl. Yes, I might be a pervert, but it seems that I am also a romantic. Just imagining him lying on his bed, naked as the day he was born, stroking that massive thing up and down, makes my cheeks flame. Erect. It would be big enough to club someone to death with. God, I'm sweating, and it's October. My physical situation definitely has nothing to do with the weather. I don't think Harrison saw me. He was watching TV, rubbing himself dry in that absent-minded way that's so hot. Just stroking his big blue towel over his body slowly, even though he looked pretty dry already. If I'd been 2 seconds later, I might have missed the whole show. 2 seconds earlier, and he might have caught me gaping at him. It must be some kind of primitive instinct that's buried deep within my DNA. That's the only explanation I have for it. I've never had a fixation like this before. Maybe it's because it's Harrison, and the first few months we lived together, he was so great. He always remembers things you've told him, and important dates, and even opens the car door for his mom.